Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Natanya. She lives in Thailand, and this is the question that she has for us. Micah, can you read it for us?
How can I know if God really loves me? Like, not just that God loves the world, but that He loves me individually.
That's a great question. Do you have your Bibles with you? Turn with me to Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 7.
All right, Luke is in the New Testament. It's one of the Gospels, actually. Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 15, and then we're going to read verse 4 through 7. Luke, chapter 15, verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. Let's read that. Aiden, can you read it for us?
What man of you having a 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents over all 99 just persons who need no repentance."
So Jesus told a story about a man who has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What does he do? Well, he has 99. Does he just stay with those sheep, or does he go in search of the one that was lost? The man leaves the 99 in the wilderness, and he goes after the one which is lost until he finds it. And what does he do when he finds the sheep that he's been looking for? He puts it on his shoulders, and he rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost."
In other words, let's party!
Let's
I found
party.
It!
Celebrate that you found a sheep. And where we live, here on the Navajo Nation, there are people who have sheep, and they've lost sheep.
Yeah.
They don't eat, they don't go to bed, until they find the one sheep that was missing. So even though he has 99, he still goes in search of the one.
Are you saying that we're that one?
That's right. Jesus said that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner, over one person who turns away from wrong, than over 99 people who do everything right. Have you ever done wrong? Have you sometimes told a lie or been unkind or disobedient to your parents? Then you're like that one lost sheep. And God loves you so much. But he's not worried about the other 99 or all the other people in the world. But he cares so much for you that he works to bring you back to him so that you can be in heaven with him. So how do we know that God loves you and not just everyone in the world? If you were the only one who was lost, God would come looking for you. One of my favorite authors says that if there had been but one lost sinner, Christ would have died for that one. That's how much Jesus loves you. That's how much God loves you too.
That's a lot of love. Every single person could say no to Jesus except you, and he would have still died. That's pretty crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing.
God loves you. Even if there was no one else who needed to be saved, God would have come down to save you.
It reminds me of a quote in Steps to Christ. It says, "The relations between God and each soul or each person, each child, are as distinct and full as though there were not another soul upon the earth to share his watch care. Not another soul for whom he gave his beloved son." God loves each one of us. It's as if we're the only ones on the world, on the earth, that he loves. And he has that watch care and that ear to hear us. Does he love us? Oh, yes, he loves us.
The Bible says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." One of the greatest ways that you know that Jesus loves you is because he laid down his life to save you.
Yeah, he died for you. That's pretty neat. Well, Natanya, thank you so much for asking that. It's something that we don't fully understand, but we get to learn more and more about it as we get older. And when we get to heaven, we get to continue learning about how much Jesus loves you. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you've joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising him. When we realize what Jesus has done for us, we will just want to sing of him who died for us. We will want to hail him as our King. There is no other. There will never be any other in all eternity. Boys and girls, I love to hear from you. I love to get your questions. I love to hear your stories. Keep writing to me. I love to hear it. And you know what? It just makes my heart happy to hear from you. And tell me about your pets. I want to hear about your pets. Our family has 3 dogs. We have Zeke, and we have River, and we used to have Sasha, our little puppy. Remember I shared with you about our puppy, oh, quite a while ago, but guess what? Our puppy got run over by a car. So we got another puppy. And now we have our other puppy named Toby. So we have Zeke and River and Toby. And they are just, oh, the center of our lives. We love them to pieces. And when we go camping, we like to take them with us, and it's so fun. In fact, we went camping not too long ago, and we took Zeke and Toby. River stayed home, but we took Zeke and Toby. And Toby is a really little puppy, and he was bouncing all over and just having all kinds of fun, and I didn't know how it was going to go, all of us sleeping in the tent together with Toby, because I didn't have a crate or a kennel for him. And so when it was bedtime, we all climbed in the tent, and Toby came marching in with us, and he curled up and he laid down right there on our sleeping bag and fell asleep, and he slept all night long. He did such a good job. It was his first camping trip, so we were really proud of him. But I want to hear from you guys about your pets and any stories that you have about them, because pets really bring a lot of happiness into our lives, don't they? Yeah, they love us unconditionally. It's kind of like Jesus, isn't it? He loves you no matter what. He loves to spend time with you. Do we like to spend time with him? I hope so. Let's pray and ask Jesus to be with us before we start our lesson. Lord, we are so thankful that we get to spend some more time with you today. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the donors that give to make this program possible. We are so grateful that we get to spread your word and your message to all kinds of children all over the world. Thank you. Amen. Jesus had been talking to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. Then, remember that was last time, then he spread out his hands to bless them, and as he did that, he started slowly going up into the sky. Jesus was leaving them. He was going back to heaven right then. Oh, how carefully they watched. Have you ever seen something go floating up into the sky and you try to see how long you can see it? Sometimes people let balloons go, and I do not encourage that. It's not good for the environment. But sometimes people, or accidentally, people will let balloons with helium air in it go in the sky. And you watch it, and it goes up, 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 and it gets further and further away and smaller and smaller and smaller until pretty soon you can't see it anymore, right? I have done what's called paper lanterns. They're floating paper lanterns, and they're made out of tissue paper, and the bottom part is made out of wood. So that way, even if it goes up in the air and when it comes down, it'll just biodegrade. It'll turn back into dirt eventually. But it's these paper lanterns that go up. You light a little candle in the bottom, and the candle heats the air inside this paper lantern with tissue paper, and as the air gets hot that's trapped in the tissue paper kind of balloon, it's like a hot air balloon, but really small, then it starts going up and up and up. And we've done that before when we're next to a lake or at a beach or whatever. We light that and we watch it go up and up and up, and it floats away and it gets higher and higher until pretty soon it's out of sight. I think of that kind of like what the disciples were feeling with Jesus. Here was their friend, and all of a sudden he starts going up and up and up, and they wanted to see him as long as possible. Then a bright cloud of angels surround him, and they can't see him anymore. Luke writes about it. He writes about it in the book of Luke, and he also writes about it in the book of Acts, because Luke wrote the book of Acts. Okay? So we're going to look up two different verses back to back. So you'll look up one. Look up the other, put your finger in so that we can go back and forth between the two. Here we go. We're going to look up Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51. So Luke chapter 24, and then you're going to look for the small little numbers, verse 50 and 51. Luke 24, verse 50 and 51. Then we're going to, right after that, look up Acts chapter 1, verse 9. That'll be two books over, okay? Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51, and then we're going to look up Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. So here's what they say.
And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
As Jesus disappeared into this cloud of angels, the disciples heard his beautiful voice one more time. How thrilled they must have been as they listened to his words. We're going to read those words for ourselves. All right, so we looked up Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51, and then we read Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Now let's see what Jesus said. Let's see the words that he said as he was up in this cloud, and they couldn't see him anymore, but they could hear him. Here's what he said, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And then we're going to read verse 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Here's what it says.
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
He said, I am with you always, even to the end. When Jesus makes a promise, does he keep his promises? You bet. Jesus loves you so much, and he always keeps his promises. So when he says, I am with you always, what does that mean? That he is with us always, no matter what, even to the end. It must have all seemed like a dream to the disciples, but it wasn't a dream. It was real. Jesus was gone. He had gone back to heaven just as he said he would. Well, then, as the disciples still looked up into the sky, they heard some beautiful voices speaking to them, and looking around, they saw, guess what? Two men dressed in white clothes. Who were these two men? Who do you think? Did you say angels? I think you're right. They were two angels. What did they say to the disciples? We're going to read it. So let's go to Acts. This is our last verse that we're looking up today, okay? Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Acts chapter 1, so Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, fifth book in the New Testament. Acts chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 10 and 11. Okay? Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Here's what it says.
And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
You know what's so neat about this? If the angels had surrounded Jesus and they looked like a big cloud and they're going up to heaven, but yet two angels remained behind to give the disciples one last message. And what was that message? That the way Jesus was leaving is the way he's coming again. Did you know that there are some people that believe that Jesus is going to come a second time, but it's going to be a secret? And he's going to just take people and it'll be a secret rapture? Is that what the Bible teaches? No! The Bible teaches that the way Jesus left is the way he's coming back. Now, how did he leave? He left in a cloud of angels and he rose up into the air. Did you know that's how Jesus' second coming is going to be? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17 says that Jesus is going to come back with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. That means with a loud angel voice and with a trumpet blast. Whoa! Do you think people are going to be sleeping or do you think that's going to be a secret? No, it won't. It's going to be real. Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 says, every eye will see him. So when Jesus comes back, are people going to see him? Every single person? Every eye? Yes, they are. It is not going to be a secret. It is not going to be some quiet thing. It's not going to be Jesus coming to just one part of the world or a different part or showing up in China or North Korea or Florida or South Africa. That's not how he's going to come. The Bible says that the way that he left is the way he'll come back, and every eye will see him. Jesus is coming in the clouds for you, boys and girls. Do you want to be ready? I know I do. Let's pray and tell him. Lord, we want to be ready when you come. Thank you so much for your promise that the way that you leave is the way you're coming back, that you are with us always. Help us to trust you in everything. Amen. We have our memory verse. What is it? Acts chapter 1, verse 11. It says, this same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. In other words, the way that Jesus left is the way he's coming back. So get ready, right? I want to sing this song with you.
Acts 1:11.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.